Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When I was young, I was like most of us watching football. I saw when the people were celebrating, and then I was like, oh, I would love this to be me.
And I like to show the people that they are wrong.
I feel I'm tired, but then I tell my body I'm not tired. And then I think it's a psychological thing that telling yourself, okay, I'm not so tired. It's okay. We keep going.
Never stop dreaming. It's something free. Of course, you have to do sacrifice. Of course, there is a lot of things, but the most important thing is you have to dream.
People was laughing with me. Even the closest part of friends say to me, why are you going back? Because I love the challenge.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do, and I do it good.
The rage in me, the fire stoked out, and I turned and said myself, okay, no, it's not a problem. So it's people like you I've got to prove wrong.
I don't need to prove nothing.
It's always in my mind to come back, and I came back, I proved them wrong.
You must be one of the doubters, and you're one that I'll have to prove wrong.
It's also a really psychological thing, because our bodies can handle so much more than we think. A lot is in the mind.
Stages and opportunities are being prepared right now as you sacrifice in secret, as you put the work in the dark room. As you do what is required to hold in your hand what you see in your head.
You had to prove them wrong. You have to be willing to push forward through all of these unique challenges that you face.
You have an opportunity to seize the moment that you can get the prize, that everything you've been dreaming about, everything you've been wanting in life, it's right there. It's right there.
If you can see it in your head, hold it in your hand. Stop telling everybody what you're going to do. Stop telling everybody what your next move is, and just do the work that is required.
But in order for you to get is blood, is sweat, is tears.
You have to prove them wrong and show the righteousness within yourself.
Sometimes you got to take a break from just about everything, disappear, come back, and shock the world.
I didn't dream of this ever in my life. I dreamt of playing in the World Cup with Norway, but I never expected to win against Brazil, let's be honest and say that. So I thought it was not possible to do some things, but I guess I'm wrong.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to let you know I beat you. I'm gonna want you to reconsider your professional life choice.
My father who raised me, his thing was, son, you may not be the best, but leave everything on the floor. You put 120%. I'm just asking you to do 120. Like every day when you come in, 120.
You gotta want it so bad. You gotta give all of yourself to get it. You gotta be obsessive.
because I didn't grow up with things being handed to me. I had to work hard, I had to dedicate myself, and I had to be determined, and I was.
The bottom line is that if you're talking about beating everybody else on the planet to a thing, what you're actually talking about is, what are you prepared to sacrifice psychologically, physically, existentially, relationally, socially, in terms of your self-esteem, your confidence, everything, right? All of that.
That pain you feel, that's a payment of success. You must be willing to shoulder that pain to get success. Success is something that's a very lonely path in this world. Because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that future minute of success, a better life. Very few are.
So if you want to be the top, you got to move different.
There wasn't a lot of smiley faces with me out there. There wasn't a lot of smiley faces with Michael Jordan. There weren't a lot of smiley faces with Kobe Bryant. There weren't a lot of smiley faces with Tiger Woods. Even when I watch sports today and see these guys on the range, like, they're all buddies, and I'm like, that's not the killer instinct. That's just not. I don't think Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson were trying to be friends with anybody. I think they were going out there on a mission. And if there was someone in their way, they had to crush them.
There's never any doubts in my mind, because I'm the best in the world. Even though a lot of you don't like to hear it, it's fact. I'm the best. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't want to believe in myself, but it's the truth. I'm the best.
You can love me. You can hate me. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win.
I suit up every night, banged up, hurt, whatever, 100%, 30%, you know, numbers. It's my heart, and you can't measure that.
The kids don't want it.
They don't love to win.
They don't hate to lose.
I hate losing more than I even want to win. There's a difference.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
When I said I wanted to win 8 gold medals, basically half the people in the swimming world thought I was absolutely crazy, and nobody could ever do something like that.
I hate losing. I mean, it's not even a question. But I have to respect losing, because losing is a part of winning. Before you can look at someone else, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because that's how things get started. And you got to be willing to change.
Power to endure. This is the winner's quality.
A loss in the Super Bowl matters more than any loss. When you lose this game, this is on your resume forever.
I mean, I'm going in my ninth year next year and I haven't won shit.
The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. When you're hungry, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds.
Winners win and losers lose. You can control going to bed. You can control getting up. You can control being on time. You can control going to class. You can control showing up. You can control doing your homework. You can control your attitude. You can control being nice. You can control doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it.
This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you.
You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
I expect to win.
But who am I? I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. This is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out.
It's where I think the real truth comes out. Because I think there are a lot of people who are very talented who can make it there. There are very few people who can deal with the pressure and the stress that happens when we're there.
I feel I'm the best ever. It's not bragging or boasting. The proof is in the pudding.
In my mind, I'm always the best.
I am the greatest fighter of all time. And when I hit you with a hard right hand, you will fall.
You gotta win tomorrow. You gotta win right now.
If you're passionate about what you're doing, keep going, keep believing, reach for the stars.
Everything is always impossible until someone does it. Maybe it has never been done before. That's perfectly fine with me. But I'm gonna do it.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Hungry dogs run fast.
And let the big dogs eat!
If you look at the greats in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
It means you have to be more disciplined than not disciplined. I wanted to be the best I could be, period.
I was waiting for you to smile at some of the compliments. You didn't.
She's being real.
Smiling doesn't win you gold medals.
I'm too fast, I'm too skillful, and I'm going to show everybody out there watching the show and the whole world, and the world will bow and admit that I am the greatest of all times when you see what I do to George Foreman.
I believe that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices, and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Maybe someone's don't like me because I'm too good.
You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
Your confidence level was through the roof. Where is it now?
On top of the roof. I don't think my confidence changed.
You know, a lot of guys who can run and jump can probably shoot, but if they don't have the killer instinct or the confidence in themselves to perform those skills,
I'll never lose a fight. It's impossible. Tell him. It's impossible.
Never lost a fight in your life.
I'm too fast.
Champion from
the ring. I'm the king. Lord of the crown.
That in order to become successful, you...
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
You've got to make it your personal business to do it.
People look at champions and try and find something that champion has that they don't have, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
I do not get up at 3:00 in the morning to lose. I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day.
People talk about what you sacrifice to be great at things. Waking up at 5 a.m., going through the day, weigh myself, weigh my food, do my check-ins in the mirror, like go to the gym, work out. What's wrong with everything? It's like, am I good enough? Am I being enough?
What does winning look like in your life? Get crystal clear on that and then figure out what are the sort of the measurable analytics that will increase the chance that I will win in that domain, and then just focus on those things.
In basketball, it was different because I expected to win. It's a direct competition. Like, I know how hard they're working. I know how hard we're working. I know what their strategy is. I know what ours is. You know, like, yeah, we expected to do that. But now we're going to come back and we're going to do it again. I don't care how you get there. I don't care what you do to get there. Goals to win. Period.
If we're optimizing for outcomes, then the most broken person will win. The person who has the absolute biggest desire for achievement, the absolute biggest fear or pain that they're running away from, like, that person will win, period.
You have to be prepared to sacrifice all of those things or not have them in the first place.
Yeah.
Do you want to win? Because that's the price,
yeah.
Right there.
And that's what it comes down to, like, what are you willing to sacrifice at the end of the day?
But winning will cost you something. It's about heart. The most important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for
for what you will become.
It's not over until I win.
What's your routine? Like, which order do you do things?
We are animals of routines, yeah. You know. 90% of my days, they are very similar. I wake up, I have my cold plunge, I have my machines, I have my showers and everything. First thing, I diving
in. First thing in the cold
plunge. First thing, yes. So I take my water, my shower, my cold plunge. I'm coming out to have lights in my eyes. And after that, I take my coffee, and when I start my day, your mental strength is coming from that. From that moment, that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. Maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after, when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
For many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but it was still a kid with a dream and a belief in himself.
I feel I still have room to improve. I still set goals for myself to strive for. I'm never complacent with what I've achieved.
We have money, we have everything, we have fame. But the most important thing is the family. Keep your family healthy, good, and take care of your family, because this is the most important thing in the world.
Failing to prepare was preparing to fail. The night before a game, I eat the same food. I went to bed at the same time. I got up, I ate the same breakfast. Some people call it superstition, but it's a routine.
I went on the courts with just a ball and a racket and a hope.
Because you might be actually not feeling great physically or mentally, you're drained, but the confidence somehow gets you through. And when you don't have confidence, that's then when you have to sort of trust all the hard work you've done, and you have to keep on working hard so success comes back.
I make mistakes, but I strive every day to be a perfectionist.
Set yourself a definite goal and work hard toward that goal. And don't let anything or anyone stop you in the process, no matter what it is.
I didn't really care about the standings or, you know, the perception of my style or whatever, as long as I could keep learning these new tricks. And so as I was successful in competition and winning a lot of the events, my job was just to keep getting better.
I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
People perform better when there's no safety net. People perform better in sports and everything else if you don't have a plan B.
We were down 1-0. If you walked into our locker room at halftime, you thought we were up 3-0.
Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough.
You just never give up, because you never know what can happen. You never know who you can inspire and who you can influence.
I'm not going to go out and say I'm the greatest this or that. I was a kid with a dream. That's it.
You have to fail in order to climb that ladder.
You are fighting the greatest fight of all times.
And I fought because I knew it was not doomed to be a losing fight. It couldn't be a losing fight.
You know, as long as you believe in what you're doing and you're doing things you love to do, then you can go out there and be the best at it. And that's, you know, that should give you a lot of enjoyment, fulfillment in your life.
Always keep an open mind that there is something out there for each and every one of you. And it's up to you to go out there and find your niche.
You learn just to stick with it. I mean, there's lots of days where you don't really feel like doing it, or you don't feel like grinding it out, and you got to do it. You know, those are the highs and lows of being an athlete, and if you want to feel those highs, you got to go through those lows every now and then.
This time when you run and you just want to stop, you just want to give up, like, to hell with this, I just want to go home. The day when you get up and you know what, you have a training today, you know it's going to be intense, and you're like, oh God, I don't want to go today, but you got to go.
When you play sports and you're committed to something, the commitment, the responsibility of showing up to practice on time, to being there for your teammates, to listening to your coaches, it's a responsibility that you have when you're playing with a group, that you have to hold your end of the bargain.
when you have to make a putt, you make a putt.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You have to hit the shot. You hit the shot. You just sort of like drop into another zone and you block out everything.
Sometimes the wheel can outdo the skill. And sometimes a fella's wheel is stronger than the man who's actually better physically. And the determination weakens the other man just to see him so determined.
I still feel I have a lot to prove, not just as a player, but as a person, as a father. When I get to a point where I feel I can improve as a player, I walk away from the game.
I am the greatest.
Hard fucking work. You put it in, you believe in it, you will succeed.
Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you become better at your craft.
Some of the best athletes, the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable.
You just have to stay calm because it's not finished until the last point, no matter how close you get. I've been working so hard all my life to be here, and I was determined to get this.
You gotta start from way down the bottom. You gotta let it grow up with you. And if you're successful and you try hard enough, you're bound to come out on top. Just like these boys have come to the top now.
Mentally, we have a vision, we have a finish that we have to attain, you know. And sometimes you have to do it when you're old and you're tired, you know. And I think it's the test of your will to succeed.
What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or?
Still to be happy about.
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not finished yet.
Yes, you are.
And why not?
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk, cut out all the fucking noise, get back to the fucking mental lab. Because that's where the knowledge came from.
From everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
I learned that you get back up. Just got to be a habit of getting up. You get up and you're going to find some shit that you could do something with.
If you quit now, you're not only cheating on yourself, but you're robbing every man in this room of what he's worked for.
We're going to be jarred by circumstances. We're going to be messed up. We're going to slip. What matters is that you get back up. You stick to it. You always come back home to it.
It's time to hit back. Life knocked you in the mouth years ago, and you haven't hit back yet. You hit back with determination. You hit back with focus. You hit back when you listen. You hit back when you obey what is right. You hit back when you are disciplined. You hit back with resilience. Get in the ring and hit back. Life has hit you too many times. It's time to get up and hit back.
This is your time, all right? Good day, all right? You fucking get out there, you use a lot of shit that you've been through, all that fucking anger, all the shit you've been going through over the fucking years, you put it in that ring right now, and this is yours, this is fucking yours.
Sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die, for yours to live. And for me, it was like when I continued to every day not want to wake up, that was my wake-up call, where I was like, either I continue to live this way and not want to be alive, or I just risk the fact that I'll die to everybody else. And I think that like, it was the hardest decision of my entire life.
Now I have a chance to fight for something. I want to fight for something. I want that. That's all I want.
This person, this competition, is actually bringing out the best in me. Like, oh, I have more. I have more to give.
And come this far, you lose.
What are you going to do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever, you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel. I promise you, there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
Spark that first dream up.
I had that one viewer, and that viewer made me keep going. And each day and more, week two, I started averaging 4 viewers. Week three, 8 viewers. Week four, 20 viewers. And once I start something, I'm not stopping.
And the winner for Streamer of the Year, I Show Speed.
What's better? Take 8 big risks in life, sin once, miss the mark once, but get 7, achieve 7, 7 out of 8. Or take 100 risks and achieve 8 of them. My hunch is that if there's a God, he's saying, go for the 100 and get 8, mm-hmm. rather mm-hmm. than 8 and get 7. Mm-hmm. If you're not taking enough risks to sin or miss the mark, which is what sin means, to fail, mm-hmm. then what are you doing? Don't come back with even money. Come back with a safe bet.
All the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go.
Night after night, every single night of my life, bro. It's all I know. I don't know nothing else. I did it, bro.
What if I do all this work? What if I fucking do all this? What if I change my whole life? What if I do this work for the next 10 years and then it ends up not working? And I don't get chosen?
What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arm because it makes me just like, what if?
Go.
It's the what if.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I can pull off a fucking miracle.
Go.
Man, I'm climbing the ladder. I'm bringing my team. I'm coming for magazines and movie screens, billboards and awards, movie scores and labels. I'm signing checks and contracts on every table. I'm no longer stuck in the basement, stuck in the gutter.
Being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the dreams given to you by life, the ideas that you never acted on, looking at you with large, angry eyes, saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever.
I have worked while you have slept, and I will live like you dream.
I want to do this thing, but what if it doesn't work? Do it anyways.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
I'm gonna tell them motherfuckers out here that we're here to fucking win.
This is my fucking time!
You gotta want it, you gotta work it, then you gotta win it. Right. Now, how bad do you want it? Because if you want it bad enough, you're gonna work it. If you do those two, you're gonna win.
It's like, I need to lock in. I gotta get good at this shit.
If you want it, it's out there for you. You can go ahead and take it. But it's like, you have to be a workhorse to want to do this.
You are aware that how much you need to lock in, though.
Oh, I'm locked in right now, though.
There's only one thing I dread, not to be worthy of my sufferings.
It's how you handle your sufferings. When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
If you want what you're chasing, then you'll put the effort into that. It's just called discipline, guys. How bad do you want it?
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
That's on me. I have to own that moment. I got to prove to myself I can overcome this, because now everybody else is doubting me, but I can't doubt myself.
It's the unseen work. That is why if people can make up a mission statement, an ethos in which they want to live by, and every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission, not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
But I think the main thing for me is I want to prove myself right. It's important for me that this battle against myself, I win, and I do prove myself that I was right about all these things.
Restart!
this personal. I make it personal. It starts with me, and it ends right here. Everything in my life breathes and eats this purpose that I have.
Every desire you have, it comes from within. And if there's a desire that comes from within, it means you have the ability to do it. And what happens is when you know what you want, when you understand what you're after, when you know what your outcomes are, when you know what you desire, you wake up every single morning and you go after it.
I mean, speak for yourself. I am locked in.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
New Maradona motivational canvases at shop.motiversity.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.